This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast as we begin a new month in 2021. It is officially February. We are in the second month of this year, and I'm really excited to kick off a new series on the podcast beginning today. And we're going to take our time with this series because it's one I'm really excited about, and I think we have a lot to talk about. If you missed any of the episodes in January, we did a series where I had some really special guests share their She Smiles Without Fear stories, and they were super powerful, and I would encourage you to go back and listen to them if you have not had a chance to do that yet. But this month, we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction and kick off this new series. So let me start with a story to kind of set up what we are going to be talking about for the next several episodes of the Best Day Ever podcast. Okay, so let me paint this picture. This was years ago. I'm trying to remember exactly how many years ago it was. At least 12 years ago, maybe more. And I remember the moment that they answered the door to my home. We were living in Florida at the time. So I answered the door. And honestly, it was a time when you wouldn't normally answer the door because my face was red and swollen. And the sun was probably reflecting off of the tears that were welled up in my eyes, threatening. It was one of those, I was not going to blink. I was trying really hard not to blink because if I did, then I just felt like the waterfall of the tears that were just waiting there and my eyes were going to begin to fall. But the reason that I answered the door is because I knew who was on the other side of it. It was my friend Stephanie, and she stood there with two smoothies, one for me and one for her. And here is what had transpired before Stephanie showed up at my door with the smoothies. Within probably the hour or two before that, I had called her after I left a specialist's office with my baby boy. And at that appointment, they had informed me that a growing bump on my baby boy's head was, in fact, a tumor. And we had watched this little bump grow on my boy's skull over the course of several weeks. But I still had not expected to hear those three words, it's a tumor. I was not expecting to hear that. So I left the office. My husband was at work, and I was able to inform him briefly about what was happening, but he did not have a lot of spare time at work. And so I was on my way home from that office. I had talked to Luke, and I called my friend Stephanie. And she, while we were on the phone, and I mean, through tears, I was very emotional sharing this with her. She said, "Do you need me to come over?" Well, I don't know if you're like me, but if you are like me, you probably know what I said. "No, it's fine. It's fine." That's almost instinctive. I don't know why, but the idea of her stopping what she was doing to come console me or be with me, my first reaction was, "No, I'm fine. I'm fine." But after I got off of the phone with her and I continued to drive home, I realized I was going home to not an empty house, but I would be at that house alone with my two small children at that time. And as I considered sitting there as the only adult in the home and feeling so very alone, I realized that I didn't want to do that in that moment. And so I called her back and I said, "Hey, if you could come over, that would be great." And so she took my smoothie order, and minutes after I walked through the door, she knocked. She stopped all that she was doing in that moment and she went and got those smoothies and she came right over. And the rest of that afternoon, she sat with me. I can't say that she did anything or said anything super special. I honestly cannot remember anything that she did or said besides the fact that she brought that smoothie. But I remember that she sat with me. She sat with me for hours. She wasn't in a rush. She didn't stop by. She came over and she sat with me and she really just let me unravel as I faced, you know, one of my deepest fears, I would say. We didn't know what, other than there was a tumor, we didn't know anything else. And there would be a few weeks in between the time of that diagnosis and the surgery to remove it. And she just came that afternoon and she sat with me. She listened as I poured out my heart. She supported me and she encouraged me. And even when I wasn't sure that I could handle it, she had the faith for me that I could handle it. Let me go ahead and fast forward and let you know that 2 weeks later, we did have surgery. My son, when he went into surgery, they removed the tumor. They deemed it benign. And now all of these years later, there is a giant scar on his skull, but that is the only thing that remains from this moment. So I did want to go ahead and tell you that in case you were just sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what happened with that. But that moment of what transpired is something that has stayed with me. And so here's, as I introduce this new series that we're doing on the podcast, I want to tell you a few things about what I've read in Scripture and how it relates to this story. So first, let me start with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, where Paul writes to this group of new Christians, early Christians, and says to them, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. And so that is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And you heard those words, one another, and Paul is saying, encourage one another and build one another up. I recently heard about how there are 59 one another statements in the New Testament about how we are to treat one another. So we just read here, encourage one another, build one another up. There are several one another statements that say, love one another. We are not going to go through all 59 one another statements, but that's really a springboard for this series that we are beginning on friendship. You may have heard another word used, community. And I'm going to tell you that I'm challenged by this because, being completely transparent, I would tell you that too often my friendships go unnourished. And there's this inner battle where sometimes if I feel like I am nourishing my friendships, I feel guilty because I think I'm skipping out on other responsibilities, or I'm neglecting some duties that might be way more important than, you know, maybe you've heard it called girl time or something like that. And so there's this tension between whether it's selfish for me to nurture friendships, and does that mean I'm neglecting responsibility? Or sometimes I think it can even feel like too much work to nurture a friendship because I have so much else going on. And I don't know if you've ever felt like that. You know, friendships might seem trivial or even optional, just depending on your life experiences. But based on the scripture I just read in 1 Thessalonians 5 and all of the other one another scriptures in the New Testament, I would tell you that God in His Word has made it clear that our Christian community and our friendships are important. And I even read in 1 Chronicles, it was talking about King David, and it was kind of listing his counselors and his commanders. And there's even one phrase or sentence in there that names someone, and then it says that this person was the king's friend. And that just jumped off of the page when I read that. And so back to my story about Stephanie and the smoothies and how she sat with me that day. And I told you that a few weeks later, the surgeon did remove the tumor and did deem my son's tumor to be benign. But even following that, in the several weeks that followed, our little boy had this giant, you know, wrap around his head. It completely covered his head. And we just had this carousel of friends who tended to us. They brought us food. They called to check on us. They even just loved on our little boy when we were tired. And that was the body of Christ. Those were the people that were in our small group in the church that we were attending. And what they did is what we read in 1 Thessalonians 5. They encouraged us and they built us up during that time. And so what I want us to talk about over the next few episodes is how we can encourage and build one another up. I think every time I talk about this topic or write about this topic, there are always questions and concerns that arise. There's always someone who says, I love this picture of godly friendship, and I believe that, yes, in God's word, he makes it clear that it is important, but what do you do if you don't have a friend? And there are always people that find challenges in making a friend, or you feel like you're putting yourself out there and no one is responding. And if that is you, I want to encourage you that I understand. I would tell you that in the course of my adult life, since I married my husband, I've been the new girl, if you will, at least 6 times. We've moved so often. My husband was traded and picked up by different teams when he played in the NFL, and even coming home to his hometown after he finished his NFL career, I've been the new girl, and there have been many times where it felt like I looked around and everyone else had their place, everyone else had their circle of friends, and no one really needed another friend, and I've learned a lot, because I will tell you that I thought that I was wide open and available for friendship, and maybe even would have told you I was putting myself out there. But as God led me through some of those feelings and times, he taught me about some things I can do differently. And he used other people to show me a contrast to the way I was and to the way maybe this other person who was treating me as a friend, what I could learn from them. So I want to encourage you that I will address that as we head into this series. I want to talk about that. What do we do when we feel like we're trying to make friends, but no one wants to be a friend with us? And we also are going to discuss some of the things that can hinder us from friendship, some of the things within ourselves, and maybe some of our own insecurities, but also some of the things that we put on other people that might hinder us from becoming friends. I've got an interview lined up that I'm really excited about. And I also want to give you, as we move into this series, I'm going to give you some practical ways to make time for friends, because maybe that's what you're sitting here thinking, I want this. I know that God has given us one another so that we can love and encourage and build up and challenge and exhort. But how do I do that in the middle of everything else, especially now? It is even a unique season on top of normal life for trying to nurture community and friendships, and I get that. So as we continue in this series, we are going to have one episode dedicated to practical ways to make time for friendships and nurture them even if we cannot gather face-to-face or in a group like maybe we have been accustomed to doing. And one other thing that I want to talk about is our schedules, because a lot of times that is what will get in the way of it, of nurturing a friendship, of engaging in community, is this: we just feel like we're so busy, and it's not that we don't want to do it, we just don't know how to fit it in. So those are some of the things that we're going to address, and I'm really excited about helping you nurture your friendships and your community, or even begin to cultivate it, because maybe that's something that you know has been missing. And even as you're listening to this and you're hearing that example of my sweet friend Stephanie and the smoothies on that day, you know that you've either experienced a time like that before, or we can count on another experience like that in the future. And community is such a blessing every day, but especially in those times where we need a little more encouragement and we need others to build us up. So I hope that if you haven't subscribed to the Best Day Ever podcast, wherever you're listening from, if you'll just hit that button that says subscribe right now so that you can be with us as we move into this series on friendships and community. And I'm going to leave you with this verse that I think is just, it's something that I, every time I read it, it makes me smile. And it's John 15:15, when Jesus says to his disciples, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." Friendships and community will help us live every day as our best day ever. And I'm excited to dig into this more with you in the weeks to come. Thanks for joining us.